We'll talk with him a bit after his first song. But join me now as we welcome Mr. Cookie Jar.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Much gratitude. Thank you for having me. You know I'm all about the gratitude. Hey, thank you. I said you such a doll with your sweet ways. How you remember all the little things that make my day. And we make it day by day. We love, yeah. Well, we got something bigger than the pieces of the pie. No time to even wonder how or why. We just go. So aimless, oh yeah. Spread the love everywhere. It doesn't matter. Gratitude is contagious. I say now we just go. Ooh, find a way through. And don't forget to check in with your crew and your heartbeat too. And say thank you. Come on now. Thank you so much. Thank you. I said thankful for the hugs and thankful for the kisses. So thankful for my chocolate chips and for the misses. Thankful for the laughter in an afternoon movie. Thankful for the wisdom of a meme in my newsfeed. Thank you for all of the smiles on your faces. Thankful for the plenty oxygen molecules that sustain us. Thankful for my cutie with my cuties. Quality time with the family. Thankful for what's been handed to me. So thankful for sunshine, fruit punch at lunchtime, for rock stars at showtime, for clean socks in no time. Gratitude for all my sisters and bros. It's on the daily. Keep it going, never stopping, baby. We just go. So aimless, oh yeah. Spread the love everywhere. It doesn't matter. Gratitude is contagious. I say now we just go. Ooh, find a way through. And don't forget to check in with your crew and your heartbeat too. And say thank you. It's called gratitude. Ho, thank you. Gratitude. Come on now. Thank you. Gratitude. Much gratitude.
Mr. Cookie Jar, who is not just another guy from L.A. visiting Pittsburgh. He's had a chance over the years to record lots and lots of albums. You've played in nursing homes as well as lots of schoolwork. I really want to learn a lot more about you. Let's just start. I'm curious about your childhood. Did you like making music when you were growing up? And did you find instruments that you enjoyed plunking around on?
Oh, I loved music growing up. I was born in Georgia, grew up in Mobile, Alabama. And back as a kid, we used to watch, I'd watch Annie. You know, the musical, Sound
came,
of Music.
I just came up with our opera singer. She mentioned that she used to put on her own productions of Annie with her siblings.
That's right. Tomorrow, it's a pretty amazing song, you know. and that was the first song I think I ever really fell in love with, Tomorrow. Such hope in the song, you know. And then the Beatles, too. My parents loved the Beatles, and we'd have... we'd have a 8-track in our station wagon, and we'd have a "I Want to Hold Your Hand" and "Hard Day's Night," like the single, and then I would sing those songs in the back seat. But I love to sing, and we'd have a little dictaphone, and I would sing songs into that, and just hear myself. You know, I guess that's how it all started. I guess you could say the dictaphone was my first instrument.
Now, I've found oftentimes with kids, and even with myself sometimes, that just the act of holding the dictaphone and singing into it is enough without hearing it back. Do you ever find that?
I find that with a toothbrush.
Yeah, the hairbrush.
The hairbrush is a good, like, microphone.
So what part of Georgia were you born in?
Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, because We have a number of listeners in Georgia, but Craig, who lives in Macon, is somebody who's always listening to our segments pretty much all morning, but especially to live music. And how old were you? When did you leave Mobile?
I left Mobile at age 10.
Okay.
And came up to Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, my.
So this is, you know, Pittsburgh area, this is home to me.
So when you were in Wheeling, I would imagine the Wheeling Jamboree was still going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you had a chance, I would think, to hear music. Did your family eventually move out west? Is that how you got there, or was that your own move?
That was my own move. I went out to L.A. for grad school, studied poetry, and that's where I met my current family. I met Mrs. Cookie Jar, and she had a couple kids, the Chocolate Chips, who are now teenagers. But we've been doing the Mrs. Cookie Jar and the Chocolate Chips thing for over 10 years, and a family for about 12 years or so.
That's great. It really, and I want to say this in the right way, but what's really nice about, I'll call him CJ for Cookie Jar, but
that's
what's
right.
Nice about, or MCJ, is this is not a persona. You can tell immediately this is the guy. He's not pretending to be, I mean, there's show personship, but you're not putting on a mask or how could you? You're being who you are. And I think that's really important because kids can spot, adults often can too, but kids are better at it, can spot somebody who's not very genuine in an instant. And one of the great ways about reaching kids and performing or doing anything is to be yourself and who you are. And you've done that in a terrific way.
I appreciate that. I do a lot of birthday parties, and I look forward to them because I get to be Mr. Cookie Jar. And, I mean, that is sort of, it is a persona, but it's kind of more me. So it's almost like a chance for me to really be my inner kid, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just a big kid, honestly.
And exactly. It's an authentically derived one. It's not as if you're, you know, putting on the big feet and the clown nose. Not that there's anything wrong with that. All sorts of different kinds of ways to do it.
Totally.
And there's just a very authentic feeling. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Miss Cookie Jar and the Chocolate Chips have, I think, about how many albums?
Three.
Wow. So that's
three albums and a bunch of singles.
And you can find those wherever you look for music. And let's give you another sample of what that music sounds like. What would you like to play next?
All right. How about I'll play my theme song, Call Me Mr. Cookie Jar. Mr. Cookie Jar, M-I-S-T-A, Mr. Cookie Jar, M-I-S-T-A, Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar, hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar, hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar, hey-o, me I'm a cookie jar, now that you know me, homie, holler my name. I say, hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar, hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar, hey-o, me, I'm a cookie jar, now that you know me, homie, holler my name, now that you know me, homie, holler my name, Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar, M-I-S-T-A, it stands for mystic, innocent, strolling through awesomeness, look inside my bag of tricks, a cookie jar, so bottomless, oh, abracadabra, leave a path of crumbs, the magic, eradicate the tit for tat, so all of my people can holler back, cookie, y'all be my chocolate chips, no matter how old
told you is, or you are. Make a wish, I'll be your shooting star. I'm up in this biz to raise the status of my rookie car. So when I'm big, you know me, homie, I'm Cookie Jar. Hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar. Hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar. Hey-o, me, I'm a Cookie Jar. Now that you know me, homie, holler my name. Now that you know me, homie, holler my name. Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar. Everyone wants to be cool. But you the best being you, and yes, you're cooler than cool. Now please allow myself for me to be me, your biggest fan indeed. A chummy, chum, chum crony. Comrade, I got your back, cause you my bud. You can bet I'll be there when you're stuck in a rut. Yeah, now you can bet I'll be there no matter what. You heard, no matter what. I tell you why, cause y'all my chocolate, 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 chocolate. Chips, 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 chips. That's you guys. Y'all my chocolate, chocolate. Chocolate, 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 chips, 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 chips. You know how Lady Gaga has little monsters? Well, Mr. Cookie Jar, I got chocolate chips. That's the fans, that's my fam, that's all you guys. A lot of love to my chocolate chips out there. Yeah. Cause y'all my chocolate, 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 chips, 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 chips. Y'all my chocolate, 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 chocolate. Chips, 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 chips. I say hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar. Hey-o, they call me Mr. Cookie Jar. Hey-o, me, I'm a Cookie Jar. Now that you know me, homie, holler my name. Now that you know me, homie, holler my name. Now that you know me, homies, holler my name. Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar, Mr. Cookie Jar.
I don't think I need to tell you his name, Mr. Cookie Jar. Here on the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. There are two people out there who need to be identified so they can hear their name on our radio network and say hello. There's also somebody sent a message with a, let me find that.
Message in a bottle?
Yes. Who are those people out there?
Oh, those people. So we have my sisters out there, Zarina. I call her Pinky, and then her daughter, Esme.
It was Zarina who posted something on Facebook. So Zarina and Esme, did you
yes.
say? How old is Esme?
Esme.
Roughly?
I think she...
hey, Esme, we need help.
Esme, I think she's...
nine.
Nine. Wow, she's grown. I was going to say four, but no, a nine.
It's tough.
I'm just kidding.
What's nice to have you here. Are they both from this area, or did they
yes.
come with you?
Yes. They're from this area. And I believe Esme's older sis was on the show, Issa. She was a drummer.
Yeah. That all comes together.
A lot of chocolate chips. I get
a lot
it.
Of chocolate chips. It's a small Pittsburgh. I'm still fascinated by the time in Wheeling. So was somebody in your family working in Wheeling?
Oh, yes. Both my parents were working in Wheeling. They're doctors. And they're retired now. But the 90s, that was my time in Wheeling, West Virginia. I went to Lindsley School out there. Shout out to Lindsley. It was lovely. I loved growing up in Wheeling.
I've always liked Wheeling. I mean, it's seen happy days and happier days and ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have been there around the time the Market House, I can't remember the actual name of it, but the big open-air market downtown
uh-huh.
opened up. And the Jamboree was probably still going, although not the way it once was.
Mm-hmm,
do you know that
mm-hmm.
that was the, you know, you've got the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. They were first. And then the Wheeling Jamboree was second in terms of history.
The Super Bowl of country music.
Yeah. So it's interesting, not surprising as I listened to you, that you chose to study writing and poetry. How did you figure that out about yourself, that that's what you wanted to do?
Oh, well, you know, I've always been interested in music. And that always came naturally. And part of me wanted to study music, but I don't know. I felt like deep inside there was something I wanted to say, that like elicit in words that I just wanted to spend time with to study, to deep dive. So poetry. I guess it started out with just creative writing in general. And then I began to be fascinated with poetry and words, and it's helped me out like a lot with lyrics. So it all turned into songwriting, I think, in the end.
Yeah, and one reason I asked is now you know me. I should.
Now that you know me, homie.
Yeah, now that you know me, homie, holler my name. And here I am talking about the craftsmanship of your writing, yet I can't remember it, but I have a lot of distractions. No, now that you know me, homie, holler my name is, you know, the rhyme, the alliteration, and the rhythm of that particular phrase had to really be exciting when you finally were able to figure that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally. It's fun when you just get it just right, you know.
Where was your undergraduate degree?
The undergrad was in George Washington University.
Okay, so you've had a chance to really look around and see a lot of the country, too. Classroom performances, I'm sure, are fun. Have you limited those mostly to Southern California, or have you gone around? Because I would think if you wanted to, you could probably be touring the country.
I have toured the country, and it's been great. I've been to Vermont, D.C., New York, Portland, West Virginia. I still want to go down south.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Pittsburgh, of course. I've got to perform at the Smithsonian, the Getty in L.A., Lollapalooza. That was a big highlight. The Kennedy Center. It's been great. Touring with the Chocolate Chips. Yep.
And are the Chocolate Chips teenagers?
They're teenagers now. But so when they were kids, they used to be in the group performing with me. The oldest, Ava Flava, she used to rap. Like, she was kind of like my hype girl.
Yeah.
And Lucas was, we had a song called Joey the Dog, and that was his persona. So he put on a dog costume, and he would bark on stage and stuff. But, you know, they grow up.
They become a little less portable as they get older.
That's right. Yes.
And have lives of their own, too. Mr. Cookie Jar is here with us live. You can find his albums wherever you're looking for them. There's three full-length albums, also some CDs as well. Or I'm sorry, some singles is what I meant to say. But I think you do have physical CDs available.
I do.
Because those can be fun to have. I think CDs still matter.
Yeah, actually. Do you guys remember CDs?
Yeah, way back.
It's an old technology.
I can remember it. You know, I can remember when I said I would never play a CD. I won't do it. I won't do it. They're robbing us of the analog waveforms, and the art is all gone. I remember that so clearly. And then, with few exceptions, I don't think I touch a CD player very often these days. It's too easy. You know, talking about Kindy before, I was making the contraction between kids and independent, but the D can also be DIY too, right?
That's right.
And I don't know if you've mostly done your own work in that regard, but that's kind of cool. Is that how you're doing your records?
It's all DIY. All DIY. For the past decade, I write the songs myself and with the family, and recorded myself. I have a studio. It's called my laptop. and record. Sometimes I record in the car. That's a good place to kind of like a soundproof studio. I play all the instruments. I play, you know, guitar, saxophone, program the drums, and sing and piano.
That's great to be able to do that. And to have you know what you want things to sound like. And if you're able to get what you're hearing in your head onto, you know, a hard drive or a program such that that sound is also being played back, you know, that's a wonderful thing to be able to do. Let's hear some more music from you. We should have time for at least three more songs if you're up for it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, what would you like to do next?
Okay, I'll play this song called "The Way We Gets Down," and it's kind of about how we're all different. We all get down in a different way, but we all kind of come together as equals.
To all my bad baby beagles, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We pound a fist because we're equal. That's just the way we get down. To all my turkey talking eagles, my bearded beetles that tribe traveling town to town. We put the we and we the people. That's just the way we get down. I said hi to all my hybrids, maximizing hyphens, duck bill, platypi, confounding bioscience. I went to riot, it's categorically defying. You do the thing you do, cause when you do, it keep us smiling. Uncountable flavors, a flavor for when you're dining. Risk taking, fashion making, timeless with your styling. Too many styles, best your Rolodex for filing. Then line them up for higher self defining. Word to all my bad baby beagles, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We pound a fist because we're equal. That's just the way we get down. Oh, yeah, we're all my land-loving seagulls, my beardy beetles, that tribe traveling town to town. We put the we and we the people, that's just the way we gets down. Now looky here, see? The way we gets down, hair, it's time to let's down. Straight, curly, dreadlock, toupee, balls, comb over and wrap around. Bowl cuts, crew cuts, blowouts, and super giant afros. Every type of anything under the sun, that's how this rap goes. Please pardon me for asking, I'm wondering about your accent. It's cultural gymnastics, how we jumping round the map from the urban, suburban to rural. Humans and aliens, boys and the girls, intergalactic down to the neural, colliding worlds. To all my bad baby goes, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We bound a fist because we're equal. That's just the way we gets down. Oh, yeah, we're all my turkey talking eagles, my beardy beetles, that tribe traveling town to town. We puts the we and we the people. That's just the way we gets down. So much color and so I had never experienced before. I had never seen or heard anything like it. The epic, incredible wonders galore. The feeling spreads up from out the beat inside your heart into the street. Gotta tap, tap, tap that toe on the floor. Keep it thumping and jumping and bumping. We so under something. So by virtue of the other, outside the lines we color. It's who we are and is and will be. So be cool, my brother. So stay chill, my sister. Boogie as you will. You know you can count on us that we know the deal. We family to all my bad baby beagles, my funky weasels, my cool cats from miles around. We bound a fist because we're equal. That's just the way we gets down. We're all my land-loving seagulls, my bearded beetles, that tribe traveling town to town. We put the we and we the people. That's just the way we gets down.
Mr. Cookie Jar, that song is a lot of fun. I'm amazed you could remember all those lyrics. That, there's a lot going on in that song. Have you ever done songwriting workshops with kids where you help them write their own songs?
I have a little bit. I've done quite a number where I teach about software and how to make beats, and then also just the process of coming up with lyrics and writing them down, drafting it out, and just crafting it, turning a coal into a diamond.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. What kind of software do you use when you do your own?
I use Logic Pro X. And for the longest time, I used Fruity Loops and Acid.
Yeah, and do you find that works well for kids, or do you like to show them something different?
Oh, yeah. Well, I show them what I have. And they're all kind of basically the same, just to get the basics, because everyone's going to have a different kind of computer, different software. So
that's what we've gotten to. It's kind of a wave editor. It's a wave editor, you know.
Yeah.
We don't ask what brand of radio you've got, you know.
That's right.
Or even if it is a radio at this point, it's whatever it is.
That's right. Streaming service.
I would imagine, you were probably writing songs when you were a little kid, I would think.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. I was. I loved to draw comics.
Yeah, or making up songs, maybe not writing them. But you,
yes.
So you would do, what kind of comics would you draw?
I was inspired by The Simpsons. And so I would draw, I don't know, I would do like, sometimes I would do stick figures and make up characters. And there would be, I'd also do like song parodies. So I'd take a popular song and I'd make it ridiculous.
It strikes me, it's funny you say that, but you seem like the kind of guy that if you encounter something and sort of have an idea that pops into your head, being with you might sort of be similar to being in a musical. I would imagine that that you might see something that just strikes you, and before you know it, you're singing about it. Maybe.
Larry, you're so right. it's true. My a lot of times my wife will catch me just with my phone, like muttering something into my voice memos. Like, what are you doing? Oh, it's a song idea. It's gonna be great.
Well, you've probably learned. I suspect that if you don't do it, it's gone. Right?
That's right.
It's yes. Because I know, oh my goodness, I can't tell you how many times I'll think of something. It might be a rhyme or a turn of the phrase, and then it's like, it's gone. It's like that dream you remember when you wake up in the middle of the night, and it's so vivid and it's so great, and you're thinking, I don't need to write this down. How could I possibly forget this? And then you wake up and it's like, what?
That's right. If it's not committed to muscle memory, it's going to be gone in the ether. Yeah. But as so many songs, sometimes I'll stop the shower just to get to my phone. Or sometimes I wake up from a dream and I have like a whole melody and some of the words like already like cemented in it's just out there. And I record that. But on the other hand, I do have a lot of ideas that I thought were amazing, and when I come back to it, I'm like, okay, that was not working.
Well, yeah, you have to know when to let it go. Do people ever commission songs from you?
Oh, sometimes, yes. That is, I am available if you're out there. But no, I've done jingles and I've done commercial work, and I've sometimes had songs catered to people before too.
Yeah, I mentioned that in part. We were talking before you. I'm quite sure you heard her. I don't know how you couldn't have Emily Gallagher,
wonderful,
singing opera. And we were talking a little bit about the business of music. We have live musicians here weekly, but for you wonder how. What awaits an opera singer once she graduates? And we were talking about her alternatives and what she can do. And I think a lot of people don't realize these days, especially, there's so much media, games, looking for original music that they can purchase outright. And it seems like the, of course, there's lots of people competing for those slots, but there's so much bandwidth that needs to be filled with quality stuff.
That's true. We do live in an age where that we just need a lot of content. So yeah. Very grateful for that.
Yeah, I've always, I can't remember. I think I had a bumper sticker. It was sort of content over bandwidth because it will always, content will always be harder to make than bandwidth.
That's true. That's true.
It's bandwidth's plentiful or will be more plentiful.
If it was bandwidth, I do have a phone full of really bad voice memos of bad songs.
That could be used, or we'll just crack up more. Mr. Cookie Jar is who you're listening to. We did link to his Facebook page. And these days, just Googling him will get you to where you want to be. It brought me to his site on Spotify and a few other places. Is there a place like where you can sign up to be on a mailing list or really follow you carefully, a website of your own?
I MrCookieJar.com, MISTA, CookieJar.com, and I'm on Twitter, Instagram. Instagram's probably the one it's mostly for the public. That's the most updated, has my most current calendar, and you'll see what I'm doing. I'll have stories. But yeah, that's probably the best place.
And we did have a concert here this past Wednesday. I imagine you're catching up. Are your folks still in Wheeling, or do you still have family out here?
Oh, yes. We have a house in Wheeling, the house I grew up in. And I come to Pittsburgh too because my sisters are here. My sister's here. And I have a sister in New York too, by the way. Shout out to Anna in New York.
Anna. Hi, Anna.
But yes, I'm always here. I'm here a lot of times for the holidays.
Oh, you should please let us know. If you're in and want to get together, any performances, that's where I was leading, planned that folks might be able to go see you?
Oh, in this area?
In this area.
We just had the one. I'm done for now, but I'll keep you guys updated. I'm sure there'll be many more.
Please let us know. Well, let's see. We should have time for two more. What would you like to do next?
I'll sing this one song. Let's see. Okay, how about this one? I'll sing a song I wrote for my kids because they grow up so fast and they used to be in the band. And now they are teenagers. And I always say at my parties, I tell the parents to savor these years when the kids are so young, because next thing you know, they'll be asking for tickets to, the big Coachella concert, or Uber rides. It's a whole other world that, you're not going to be prepared for, but you got to savor these years. But here we go. My. Won't you stay young forever? My little child, won't you stay young forever? It's been a minute now, we've grown up together, baby. Please stay forever young. My little child, won't you stay young forever? My little child, can't you stay young forever? It's been a minute now, we've grown up together, baby. Please stay forever young. But now all I can say is my, how you've grown. My, how you've grown. I'm singing my, how you've grown. My, how you've grown. Wasn't too long ago when you were begging me at night to stay by your side when you went to sleep. Oh, and I would tell you not to worry, we could meet up on a little white cloud, up
there in a dream. Hey, but now you're older and more competent, wiser and confident, responsible and similar compliments. I know you already on top of it, yeah. And one day you might not need me no more, but I promise I'll always be here for you, that's for sure. I'm singing my, how you grown, my, how you grown. Oh baby, my, how you grown, my, how you grown. Like Peter Pan, I'll never age in the land of never, never. I'm gonna stay this young forever, whatever path. I gotta be clever, see, another identity? Nah, just me with a bigger body. Think I'm old, in a minute I'll be older. Remember the time you would ride on my shoulders? But now I'm competent, wiser and confident, responsible and similar adjectives. You know I'm already the raddest kid, ha, but I kid, cause well, that's just what I be. And I never will grow up forever, Y-O-U-N-G. All this time we taking baby steps, day by day through all the craziness, moment by moment through the babiness. And now you're grown up, it's the craziest. Oh, I've always known that this was meant to be, back when we started learning ABCs. And now it's funny just the way I feel, happy and sad you lost your training wheels. But now all I can say is my, how you grown, my, how you grown. Oh baby, my, how you grown, my, how you grown. My, how you grown, my, how you grown. I'm singing my, how you grown, my, how you grown.
Mr. Cookie Char, look for his albums, his three of them, and singles available wherever you look for music, wherever fine music is downloaded, right?
That's right.
It's all over the place, Spotify, Amazon, the usual suspects. CD Baby, I think, is another one. He's got one more song to go. I want to thank our other guests from today, Cheryl Capizzitti and the Pittsburgh Puppet Slam. Will be August 17th at Working Men's Beneficial Union in Spring Hill. Also, thanks to Jessica Smith talking about tonight's Teen Media Awards at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. You can start at 6 o'clock with an opening performance, and that will be at Carnegie Lecture Hall in Oakland, attached to the library. And we also had Glenn Bupp here with us from Garden in the Parks and the Penn State Master Gardeners Program. Those events at North Park and South Park, Allegheny County Parks, will be 1 week from today. And the soprano Emily Gallagher was here with us, along with Jamie Cohen accompanying her, thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And Emily, we've checked, all the glass stayed intact while she performed. We were worried for a minute that we were going to have to board up one of those windows. Thank you for being with us. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't ask you before you play one more song?
Well, I'll give a little intro to this song. This is, I'm about to play The Love Bubble, which is one of my favorite songs, and probably my favorite song. And it's about the love bubble, which is an imaginary force field built on love. And if you know Mr. Cookie Jar, you know he's all about the love. I'm all about the love, talking to myself in third person. And I'm very fortunate to be here. And you guys have given me a lot of love. I don't know. I guess it takes a village to raise a child, right? So we're all contributing to the love bubble. And the more love we give it, the bigger it gets. And you know, that's what I'm all about, the love.
Thank you for being here. Mr. Cookie Jar is going to play us out. We'll look for you next week on the Saturday Light Brigade.
All right, here we go.
Hop in the love bubble. Float away with us. Come and float away with us. Hop in the love, 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 love bubble. Flow, float away with us. Come and flow, float away with us. Hop in the love, 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 love bubble. Flow, float away with us. Come and flow, float away with us. Hop in the love, 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 love bubble. Flow, float away with us. Come and flow, float away with us.
Imagine bubbles everywhere.
The love bubble gonna protect us all, connecting each and everybody from the young and the old. On top the permits on your noggin to your bubbly toes. Feel the love under the sun, watch the love bubble grow. And one love, the maximum, so let your love light show. One love to elevate everybody, everybody now you know. The love bubble give me good vibration. It keep me comfy, comfy when the trouble raining. So looky, look inside, find the deep elation. Go move your happiness across the entire nation. Everybody in the bubble get love. Cause everybody in the bubble got love. Hey, the love bubble gonna protect us all. Connecting each and everybody from the young and the old. On top the permits on your noggin to your bubbly toe. Feel the love under the sun, watch the love bubble grow. And one love, the maximum, so let your love light show. One love to elevate everybody, everybody now you know. I say now, I say now, I say now. You and I, we can't afford to be strangers. We got the light of good no matter what be the danger. Angels, you know they follow me around. They're making it share by keeping it pure, by keeping me safe and sound. I get on down to the music alive. A remedy melody telling me how to be better than just on time. It's the heat from the light, sun beams in the sky. From the trees to the signs on the street. There's a vibe in my feet. I caution know they be funky. Me keeping the punky funk alive like I was a monkey. Limb to limb swinging, limb by limb flinging, wind to wind, grin by grin, and they still singing. Hey! I hop in the love, 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 a bubble. Flow, float away with us. Come and flow, float away with us. Hop in the love, 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 a bubble. Flow, float away with us. Come and flow, float away with us. Hop in the love, 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 love bubble. Oh, oh. Flow, float away with us. Come and flow, float away with us. Hop in the love, 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 love bubble. Oh, oh. Flow, float away with us. Come and flow, float away with us. Ja, praise the little one. Ja, praise the big one. Ja, praise the skinny, fat, the healthy, and the sick one. Ja, holla back, no matter if you're that or if you're this one. If you're rich or poor, black, white or Indonesian. A bit of family love to send you aye away. A tickle like a kiss in the ja-ja away. Hey, hey, hey. Everybody say, hey. Oh, what you say, what you say? Hey. Now everybody say, hey. Oh, what you say, what you say? Hey, now everybody say, hey, now everybody say love, love. Say bubble, bubble. Say love, love. Say bubble, bubble. Say love, bubble, love, bubble. Say love, bubble, love, bubble. Say love, bubble, love, bubble. The love bubble gonna protect us all, connecting each and everybody from the young and the old. On top the permits on your noggin to your bubbly toes. Feel the love under the sun, watch the love bubble grow. In one love, the maximum, so let your love light show. One love to elevate everybody, everybody now you know.